peace of sky for amber waves of grace.
Well, good afternoon. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us one of my favorite guests. His name is Ralph Epperson. And Ralph has been at this as long as I have. Ralph, when did you get started in this battle to preserve America?
When I started this, I didn't intend to preserve America. I didn't realize that America needed to be preserved. But I started in 1963. I started reading when a friend of mine said, Ralph, you had to read what he called revisionist history. I said, Jim, I'm a college graduate. I already know everything. So that's what I told him. So,
sure. We were pretty smart when we got out of college, weren't we?
That's exactly
right. In fact, you know, as I was just saying on the last program, I mean, it takes a long time to be able to destroy a person's faith in God, to begin to believe that black is white, that we're a democracy and not a republic, and the solution to our problems is to give all power to the government, and then we're really going to be free.
Then we're going to be free. That's right. Freedom is given, given, yes. I just read two, I was watching a video that I made, I was making copies of it for sale, and I quoted Dr. Paul Ehrlich in a book called The Population Bomb. He made two statements that are just absolutely ludicrous. And so I just thanked myself that I didn't have a PhD, because that's the way I guess if I had a PhD, it's the way I start thinking. So I just thank God I didn't have a PhD. Absolutely mind-boggling.
Well, you know, somebody once said, you know, you have to spend really years studying and reading Kant and Sartre and, of course, Marx and Engels and of course, all of these philosophers before they can destroy your faith in God and make you believe that man simply evolved out of nothing and everything is an accident and, of course, there is no God. And they do a tremendous job of that in the universities, and it's about time people understood that the universities are not there to educate, they're there to indoctrinate and give you a ticket to become part of an establishment that will be used to oppress not only the people in this country, but everyone in the world.
Well, you know, that's one of the greatest evidences that we're right, Dr. Stan. They talk about academic freedom, and that only applies if you're a liberal. And then if you're teaching conservative values, then they want academic freedom until they replace the conservative, and then that's the end of it. There is no academic freedom. I've been trying to get on. I live in Tucson, and I'm a former graduate of the University of Arizona, which is in this town, and I've tried to get on that campus to lecture, to speak, and they don't want to talk to me. Why? I keep saying, why? Don't you believe in academic freedom? Of course we do.
Well, you know, I used to be invited up to the University of California here in Santa Cruz until one day when they took me in and they had that class all primed and they were going to tear me apart, and they did a pretty good job for about 45 minutes until I finally came up with a couple of statements, won the class over completely. They carried my valise out to the car. They shook hands with me, and I've never been asked on that campus again because they don't want anybody who can, of course, bring the truth to our young people, either in college or in high school. And that's why I do what I do 5 hours a day. And of course, that's why you do. You know, I graduated from the University of California. I had no idea the influence of masonry on our country, the influence it has even on the symbolism on the back of the dollar bill. And everybody carries those dollar bills without ever understanding the occult symbolism that is there. And we're going to talk a little bit about this next hour with our very, very good friend, Ralph Epperson. But right now, we're going to have to take a quick break and begin bringing the other stations affiliated with us online. So don't even think about changing that dial. We'll be back here in just a moment with Ralph Epperson. I think you'll find it to be a fascinating, fascinating program. I always enjoy having Ralph as a guest. Well, This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Ralph Epperson. And Ralph has been in the battle about just about as long as I have, going back 40 years or more, trying to educate the American people about the fact that there is a move towards a world government, and behind that there are certain occult forces, and there's nobody in America that I know that knows more about the Masonic movement, which is so instrumental in what's going on today, than Ralph Epperson. How long have you been studying Masonry, Ralph?
Well, I want to comment about this, Dr. Stan. We both started 40 years ago, but you were 3 when you started. I was in my 20s. So that's the advantage you had over me. I started during the Goldwater campaign back in 1962, approximately, and then I started reading in 63, and I just haven't stopped. In fact, I will say this, I'm slowing down now because I think I've got this thing all figured out. At least I know enough to know what's going on and why. And I've written 3 books on that subject, and I'm still selling them. My first book came out in 1985 called The Unseen Hand. I just had a phone call a few minutes ago from a man who said that book completely changed my life. And I get those phone calls all the time.
It's a great, great book. And then The New World Order, and then your latest book. And I'm not sure why we don't carry them. We probably ought to talk to you about doing that, because I think that they are a pivotal to an understanding of what's going on today. But you can't understand anything going on today unless you understand the Masonic influence in America. They don't teach that. And yet, of course, you look at the back of the dollar bill. What's the pyramid doing there? What's that all-seeing eye doing there? What did the slogan, Novus Adoro Seclorum, there? And why, of course, did they initially put a phoenix where the eagle is, and then gradually through the years they changed it over to an eagle? Why are there 13 feathers on one wing and 12 on the other?
Oh, it's 32 and 33.
30, I'm sorry, 30, and of course, but the 13 feathers or 13 stars or 13 steps. We'll be right back. Well, 13 steps on the pyramid. Most people think that has to do with the 13 original colonies. But everything has a dual meaning, like the 1776. People believe that has to do, of course, with that momentous event that took place on the 4th of July, 1776. But, of course, if you were an occultist, you would realize it has everything to do with, of course, Adam Weishaupt on the 1st of May, 1776, when he established the Illuminati in Ingolstadt University in Bavaria. And the fact that this has been removed from the Encyclopedia Britannica, and you look up the Illuminati in the modern-day encyclopedia, they give it hardly any mention at all. And yet my grandfather told my father about the Illuminati almost 80 years ago. But you see, they have removed these things. They put them down the memory hole. And most Americans have no idea about the occult history of what's happened in America. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, our guest this afternoon is Ralph Epperson, and of course we're talking about, let's talk a little bit about the dollar bill, because this is always something that if once we can teach people about the dollar bill, then of course they can begin talking to others. They can see this every day, and of course the occult and secret societies and the mystery religions have always left their symbols hidden in plain sight. And we see them every day, we don't understand them, we ignore them, and yet of course the symbol on the back of the dollar bill came off the Great Seal of the United States, and they were put there in 1782, because in 1782 there were already people here that were part of these secret societies and mystery religions and the Masonic movement, who were intent upon eventually using America to bring about a one world order and a one world religion that worshiped a different God, not the God of the Bible, but a different God. That's why they're taking the Ten Commandments out of our schools. That's why, of course, they're taking prayer and God out of our schools. That's why they're training our young people in a secular religion in our public schools. Why? Because of the intense hatred of Christianity and Judaism and, of course, of the Muslim religion. So pick up the story from there, Ralph.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's start with the fact that July the 4th, when spelled out, contains 13 letters. 1776, 7 and 6 is 13. When you find out that the some calendar changed, I've forgotten when it was, it added 11 days to the calendar. When you take July 4th minus 11 days, going back to the old calendar, you discover the basic, the holiday of a sun god. It's a worship of the solstice, June something, 22nd or 3rd.
June 21st. It's like they brought in the Harry Potter books, the latest Harry Potter book, at midnight on the 21st, as the dawn of the summer solstice. 35,000 druids out there at Stonehenge. But see, we never talked about that. All we talked about was how well Harry Potter was selling, as we are recruiting our youth. And many churches are actually supporting this, and many Christian leaders recruiting our children into witchcraft.
Yeah, and they also, June the 21st, they light fires, traditionally in Baal worship. So we, on July the 4th, light firecrackers at nighttime to light up the sky. It's not quite the same, but it's pretty similar. So I'm saying that as we celebrate this great holiday, just remember the basic purpose of the July 4th. Why did they wait until July the 4th? Why did they wait until 1776? One more thing, they waited until 1789 to create our first government, which is 13 years after 1776. George Washington had 12 generals plus himself around him for a total of 13. All 13 of those generals were members of the Masonic Lodge. The first Navy had 13 ships in it. The first Navy, the people running the first U.S. Navy had 13 people in the council. There were 13 men who designed the Great Seal of the United States. I could keep going with this. It's In God We Trust has 13 letters. Annu Acceptus has 13 letters. Don't Tread on Me has 13 letters. All of these things are symbolic.
I think that for the people who might be sort of scoffing at what you're saying, let me refer you to a book. It's out of print now, but you could probably get it at the library. If not, I can send you the pages from it. It's called Spiritual Politics. It's written by a couple of people deeply involved with the dark side, Corinne McLaughlin, Gordon Davidson, but they have a treatise there on, of course, the Great Seal of the United States, on the back of the dollar bill, and of course not all of the things that Ralph has been talking about, but these people are from the other side. We actually carry a book called The Great Seal of the United States, and it's written from the point of view of a man who studied Masonry, then with the quotations taken from the Masonic literature. They understand, and they laugh at how foolish we are not to understand. Everything is hidden in plain sight.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about this, the Great Seal. Now, if you flip your dollar bill over, you'll see the two circles. And those two circles constitute the Great Seal of the United States.
Now, one is the front, one is the back. On the front, of course, initially was a phoenix bird. They've changed that to an eagle because it was a phoenix because the mythology, of course, the phoenix was dead, burned, and then, of course, came back from the ashes. And the symbology was that America was to become the new Atlantis. It was, of course, to be the reconstitution of this wonderful utopian world that existed in ancient past that Plato had written about in his dialogues. And this is what they wanted, and this is what they actually had written a book in about the early 1600s, Francis Bacon had, called The New Atlantis, and America was to become the new Atlantis, to lead the world in the world government, just exactly as we are doing today.
Okay, now let's talk about the two sides of a seal. First of all, why do we have two separate sides? Why? I don't think there's any other nation in the world that has two sides to a seal. It's always one side. What's the purpose of the seal?
One was to hide that because they could not let the American people see that emblem. You know, back in 1782, people knew what it was. The average person is so dumbed down today, they never even give a second thought to the fact we got a pyramid on the back of the dollar bill.
No.
Why a pyramid of all? We don't have any pyramids in America. What's that to do with America or liberty? And the answer is absolutely nothing. It has everything to do with tyranny and the loss of freedom.
But there's even a far more interesting question here, Dr. Stan, and that is, why does our nation have two sides to a seal? And let's talk about that. The original seal was the king's ring, and he would pour wax over a document, let's say an envelope or something he was going to send to somebody. He'd pour hot wax on it, which would still be liquid, or moderately liquid, and then he'd put his ring in it as a seal to indicate that came officially from the king. It was a government document. And secondly, it also revealed if the document had been opened, because once you open that, let's say, and then you have to reseal it, you've got to reseal the wax, and when you did that, the impression would be removed. It would be eliminated. It would become metal. Mush. So that was the original thing. The original seal was one side, a king's ring. Then we have a great seal with two sides. And the next thing is, most people are familiar with a notary public. A notary public has a seal, And what you do is you put a piece of paper or something, a document, inside that seal and squeeze the two parts together. Now, the one side has got to be the exact opposite of the other side. So it'll make an impression. When you pull the paper out, you can feel ups and downs, meaning there's peaks and valleys. And that's by design, so that you can know that that document has been certified as official or real by someone in Notary Public. So there's two sides to a seal, but one's the exact opposite of the other. Notice if you put these two seals into a Notary Public squeezing device, it wouldn't make an impression. Why? Because one is completely different from the other. So there's a reason we have a second side, and that reason is because it conceals our future, our concealed future. America's secret destiny is revealed in the other side of the Great Seal, the pyramid side. Now, what does that mean? Let's define how we know that. The Latin phrase, we don't speak Latin in America. It's English. It's always been English. But Latin phrase, annuit septis, novus ordo seclorum, means annuit announcing, or the announcement of, septis, the conception of, or the birth of, announcing the conception of, or the birth of, novus new, ordo, order, seclorum, world, announcing the birth of the new world order. Now, what has that got to do with anything?
Well, it has everything to do with it. If you understand that there have been the two forces in America since its inception, one the occult and the other, of course, the Christian. And the Christians had no idea, of course, of what was happening because, of course, well, most people didn't tell them. There were a few people. Certainly Timothy Dwight spoke out against this. Actually, George Washington spoke out against it. They recognized the occult, but tragically, through the years and by taking over the educational system and removing things from our Encyclopedia Britannica, changing our textbooks, the average American has no idea what's going on. And if you really want to understand, one of the best books is written by a very liberal historian. He happens to be the Librarian of Congress. His name is James H. Billington. And, of course, he's written a book, Fire in the Minds of Men, that explained to us how this all came about and the Masonic influence and the Illuminati and of course, how many years ago they took the lighted candles off of the Christian altars and put them on the Masonic altars. And that, of course, was the very basis of this whole world revolution that continues to this very day.
Okay, so let's continue now. We have a pyramid, and we have an eye above it. Notice the eye is above the pyramid. It's not on top of it. It's not resting on it. And that implies the future. Someday that eye will land on the pyramid, and when it does, according to Masons, it'll become a house. The pyramid is a house. For what? For a being, a god, a living being. Now, the eye so far has not landed, and that's why it will land when this new world order, the Bertha, becomes an adult. And that day is yet to come. It's coming, and it'll be coming very soon, I believe. Now, the second thing is, let's go to the other side, the eagle side, and as you pointed out correctly, if you were to magnify or some sort of photocopy machine, the wings, and count the feathers, you'll notice that the bird's left wing has 32 feathers, and the right wing has 33. And the bird is looking towards the right wing, meaning the side with the 33 feathers in it. Now, that was not an artist's mistake because it was designed by the Masons, and I'm going to prove that in a few minutes. So we have now 32 degrees in the Masonic Lodge and the 33rd, which runs the worldwide Masonic movement. Now, how do I know that? There's a statue of Albert Pike in Washington, D.C. I've seen it with my own eyes. In fact, I took photographs of it and put them in my videos. And the statue has a plaque. It's a statue of Albert Pike. It's bigger than life size. He's standing there very ornately with his hands out or something. And at the plaque says, Albert Pike, the leader of the worldwide Masonic movement from 1859 to 1890 when he died.
And of course, he was also the founder of the Ku Klux Klan, but we never mentioned that. And where's the NAACP when you really need him?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, now, so we've got the okay, then you got some music, I guess.
You go ahead. Don't you worry. I'll cut you off at the right time.
Okay, so now we've got a statue of a worldwide Mason. We've got now the Masons involved in in this nation. Let's prove that now. Let's now go to, we'll go as long as we can until the break comes up. Above the eagle's head is a six-pointed star drawn with 13 five-pointed stars. And what I'm suggesting to your audience is to draw lines, imaginary, if you will.
You're going to have to hold off drawing those lines for just a moment here. We're going to have to go to the break now. We'll be right back with Ralph Epperson. Welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our four-tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination date.
This is radio health journalist Bill Sardi. Hey, a lot of smart supplement users like to check out the facts before they purchase an herbal product. So go to www.lifespannnutrition.com and read all about Alamax, the new odorless, 100% pure Allicin garlic extract imported from Great Britain. You'll find Alamax is equivalent to 15 cloves of fresh crushed garlic. Check it out at www.lifespannnutrition.com or call 866-405-4000 to learn more about this breakthrough in garlic technology called Alamax. Call 1-866-405-4000 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to talk a little bit about the Big Berkey water filter. And certainly in times like this, I think everybody ought to have a water filter around. We certainly have one, because you never know when something might come up. And the Big Berkey water filter will filter lake or pond or river water, and you can be sure that it'll be potable. Now, these are portable filters. You can put them in your home. You can put them in your RV. You can put them any place you want to. And, of course, they do a great job of filtering out the bacteria and many of the chemicals and reducing certainly the chemicals and the pesticides and things of that sort. Now, they're ceramic filters, and of course they have an activated carbon inside. So, and now, of course, if you want to get rid of your fluoride, why, of course, there are special post filters that you can put on the bottom. So these are very, very versatile. Ordinarily, the Big Berkey, been used for years by the missionaries. Of their $279, we offer them for $239. If you get them through us, why, you get a four-tape set or a video that we have actually produced. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for a Big Berkey water filter. Now, these are available in every state except for California and Iowa. There is a filter that is available in every state but Iowa, and of course that is a Berkey Light. And instead of being made of stainless steel, it's made of a clear substance. It's what they make the bulletproof glass out of. The filters are black Berkey filters. They're certainly very, very efficient water filters, even much more efficient than the traditional filters. And they'll filter out all the bacteria and much more in the way of heavy metals and other products that you want to get rid of. Again, if you want to get rid of the fluoride, you have to have a special attachment. Now, these are really water purification filters rather than water filters, but they have to be replaced every 2 to 4 years. So that's the Berkey Light. Those are $199. If you want to get it, the elaborate one with wad lights, they're $59. But we have certainly one, the Berkey Light, it's called, and it's $199. Call right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and my screener has simply asked if you had seen the, you know, the way you can fold a $20 bill and you actually can see what would appear to be the attack on the World Trade Center and the smoke coming out of there. Do you think that's just a coincidence? Do you think that maybe this supernatural intelligence, because behind this whole thing is supernatural intelligence, you know, might possibly years ago have planned or know what the future held?
It's a little trick they do with by folding the dollar, the $20 bill, that you get the right side of the White House, I think it is, to adjacent to the left side, and you see what appears to be two columns, and the trees on either side appear to be smoke. And it's, you know, I can't explain it, Dr. Stan. It's just one of those little things, anomalies, maybe. Maybe it was these by design. It's just kind of interesting.
Well, we really can't say, but all we can say is we're working with supernatural intelligence, and they flaunt these things all the time. Maybe it's just coincidence. Maybe it means something. But there's no question that the other things Ralph is talking about were done very, very intentionally a long time ago, and, of course, hidden for so many years. And then, of course, when Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was a 32nd degree Mason, went into the White House, and, of course, his Secretary of Agriculture, Henry Wallace, deeply involved in the occult, talked him into going ahead and putting the emblems from the Great Seal, the occult emblems, onto the back of the dollar bill. And most Americans have no idea that they represent the prince of this world, Lucifer himself.
Now, where we left off, Dr. Stan, was we're going to now visually, if you will, or if you want to do it with your own dollar, you can do so, but visually we're going to now draw the six-pointed star from the symbol above the eagle's head. You'll see a six-pointed star drawn with 13 five-pointed stars, and if you draw the lines through the middle of the stars, you'll see how you can construct a six-pointed star. And when you do, you'll see one triangle pointing up and one triangle pointing down. That's the way you design or draw a six-pointed star. Now, we're going to pick that up, that six-pointed star we just drew with our little lines, and place it over on the pyramid side, and we're going to reveal who designed the Great Seal of the United States. It's cryptically concealed, once again, like everything else with the dollar bill, on the back of the dollar bill, the pyramid and the eye and the Latin phrases. And we're now going to see just who designed the Great Seal. And we'll now, if you put the thing down, using the eye of the inside the pyramid, inside the triangle, as the base for the, or the beginning, the top of the pyramid, of the triangle, forgive me, it's very hard to explain what you could do with a piece of paper in about 12 seconds. Okay, we're now going to draw a triangle using the triangle with the eye in it as the peak of it, and then draw down the sides of the pyramid to the base, and then draw a line. And now you're going to have two lines going down and one across. You've now drawn one part of the two triangles. This one's pointing up. Then if you use the base of the eye, that triangle, and draw a line across about the same length as the line of the base on the pyramid, and then down two sides till you get a point above the second O in Ordo, you've now drawn the second triangle pointing down. So now you'll see a six-pointed star, one triangle pointing up, one triangle pointing down, and now we're going to use that as a way to show you who designed the Great Seal of the United States. Now you'll notice, first of all, that all of the points are pointing towards letters, except the I triangle, which is pointing to a blank space between the two words annuit and septus. Now let's start with the about 10 o'clock. If you were looking straight down on as you would on a clock, round clock, you'll notice that the first triangle, the first point, points towards the letter A in a now annuit, and then we go straight up to the blank space pointed to by the I, the triangle with the I in it, the nothing, and then around the 2 o'clock we get the S in septus. So we got A and S and then a blank space. So we got two of the 5 points already indicated. Now we go down to the second triangle, down to around 8 o'clock. You'll notice that the point points towards the N in Lobos. And then the second point, the one in the middle, points down towards the second O in Ordo. And then the third point at about 4 o'clock points towards the letter M. Now we have 5 points pointing to the letters A, S, N, O, M. Now, if you look up the word anagram in any dictionary, you'll find that an anagram is an intentional scrambling of the letters of a word to conceal the word. And that's what we're going to do with this. A, S, N, O, M is an anagram for M, A, S, O, N, the Masons. So now we know who secretly designed the Great Seal of the United States, who was in favor in support of this thing called the New World Order.
And
now we know.
And of course, the thing is, as strange as it seems, I get things from the Lucis Society. And of course, they always talk about a fellow named Sanat Kumara, the leader of the world. And if you want to get it, we can send you some of the material. Who is Sanat Kumara? It's an anagram for Satan. their God. They're real, they're here, and they're in key positions all across America. We'll be right back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. A very important book is called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working within organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working within organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background to this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I want to mention certainly Miracle 2 soap products. And, of course, we can't make any medical claims for them. We can tell you that an awful lot of people have used them, tell them they've done miraculous and wonderful things for them, and they use them for so many different purposes. Why, there's a soap, and there's a moisturizing soap, there's a gel, a lotion, and, of course, a neutralizing solution, which some people take, because they say it seems to help them as far as heartburn is concerned. I know my wife has used it for a long time. I use the moisturizing soap to bathe with, and certainly I use the gel on a regular basis. It's amazing how it'll take the sting out of things. So if you'd like to get these products, you'd like to know more about them, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And, of course, you can either buy an introductory set of the products, which is all five of them at a somewhat reduced price, or if you'd like information, call us at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then if you have children or grandchildren in a government school, why, you really need to get them a Phonopoly set so they can learn how to read phonetically, because they've deliberately dumbed down our children. Our SAT scores, compared with the scores throughout the rest of the world, are some of the lowest, and this didn't happen by accident. It's a long-range plan to dumb down our children and to make them undisciplined. What's happening here is the effort to destroy this country. Why? Because it was once a great Christian nation. And, of course, this would be a great triumph for the prince of this world. So if you'd like to get Phonopoly, because the best thing you can do with your children or grandchildren is to allow them to learn how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically, then you can do it in 16 hours with this game. And it's actually 5 board games and 2 bonus games and 2 books that we throw in. You give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, $139.95. And I think you'll really get something out of it. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course our guest is Ralph Epperson, and a lot of people are going to say this couldn't be real. I mean, this couldn't be happening, and yet, of course, you have to understand that the reason you don't believe it is because, well, I mean, if it was happening, you would know, wouldn't you? After all, you're intelligent. You may be a college graduate or a high school graduate, and yet, of course, the reason you're not getting these things is the degree of control that exists over the major media. And, of course, you know, the fact that Harry Potter was one of the best-selling books that we've had in, really in all of history. And many people say, and I don't really think it's true, but they say that the woman who wrote Harry Potter is richer than the Queen of England. And, of course, but you have to understand an awful lot of people have bought these books. A lot of Christians have given them to their kids without realizing we're bringing them into witchcraft, and this is part of this whole specter of the occult and the dark side. And, of course, one of the manifestations, once you learn how to read the back of the dollar bill, you begin to see it. Why is the glorified eye in the triangle floating free? Because, of course, the work is not yet complete. It will be when we have the Novo Ordo Seclorum, the new social order. why do we have our troops stationed throughout the world today? Why, we're bringing in a new social order. We're moving our troops into Eastern Europe. We've got our troops in Uzbekistan, backing the communist dictator there. We're talking about sending troops into Liberia. We've got special forces troops stationed all throughout the world, you know, today. And, you know, maybe only small contingents, and many of these countries actually keeping the dictators in power or training the military units of the dictators so they can stay in power. Hey, I thought this was all about democracy. Well, if you believe that, of course, you've forgotten what Plato said in his Republic. And if you have Bartlett's quotation, get it and read it. Democracy always declines into despotism. Always. And that's why they keep talking about democracy today. And, of course, if you read the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Federalist Papers, you will never once see the use of the word democracy other than to decry it and say the last thing we want in America is democracy. Well, you better tell that to our politicians and to the people in our schools and the people in our media, because they're all telling us what we want in the world is democracy, and democracies always become dictatorships. Go ahead, Ralph.
What you say is true, unfortunately, Dr. Stan, because this is not a democracy. It was intended to be a republic, although the Constitution has been destroyed today, nearly destroyed, and so people don't even listen to it anymore, don't even know anything about it. I think the college kids, they took a statement that occurred in some book or something and asked them where they thought it occurred. Most people said it was in the Constitution, and it's got nothing to do with that at all, which means they don't know the Constitution. They never read it, never studied it, don't understand it at all. Anyway, this is July 4th. We should commemorate that, though, that the Declaration of Independence was a great document. And the second paragraph is the most brilliant statement about government I've ever seen. And I'll tell you my own personal story. Back in the 60s, when I read the Declaration of Independence, I learned what the function of government was. And I love to ask politicians. Politicians come to me and say, I'd like in a grocery store someplace, or they'll be out in a parade, and they'll stop and say, please vote for me. And I'll say, Mr. Politician, I have one question to ask you, and by your answer, I can tell whether or not I could trust you with the power of government. Well, what's your question? I say, okay, here it is. And I say, I can tell by your answer. It only takes a few words. If you don't answer, don't know the answer to this question, I'm going to walk away. I wouldn't trust you. I wouldn't vote for you. I don't care what your views are. And my question is very simple. What is the function of government? And Dr. Stan, I've asked that question probably 40 times in the 20-some years, and I've only found one man, in all those years, who understood.
All right. Will you tell our listeners what is the function of government?
It's contained in the Declaration of Independence. That paragraph, the second paragraph, is the most brilliant paragraph ever written about government I've ever seen.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and governments are instituted among men to protect these rights.
God bless you, Dr. Stan. That's the function. Notice, that's the only function of government.
Right.
To secure, by the way, the word is unalienable. And I'll tell you why. That's a very important word. I want you to, if anyone can get a copy of the Declaration out, get one now, a real copy where you can see the handwriting. The word is unalienable. There's no question. There's a U there. It's unalienable. And then I would invite you to go to your copy of the Constitution. At least in my case, half of the ones I found, I think I have four of them, and two of them have the word inalienable. N-I-N.
It says unalienable. U-N.
Yes, it does.
Right.
And there's an important reason. But I'm saying this, Dr. Stan. The Declaration of Independence is being changed by an unauthorized change to the word inalienable.
I know. Well, of course, it's like in many of the major textbooks used in our schools today. They say, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created and endowed with certain unalienable rights, or maybe inalienable, but they leave by our Creator out intentionally and purposely. Why? Because they want to indoctrinate our children in atheism, and they don't want them to know that the founding document talked about endowed by our Creator. That's where our rights come from, our Creator. And that once they can destroy God, of course, then, of course, we will be ruled by tyrants.
So here's what I would urge you, your listeners, to do on this July the 4th, which is tomorrow. I would urge them to get a copy of the Declaration of Independence out and read it. Read it. And then read it to your family. As you're driving to where you're going, have them read it and recite it. Why? Because it tells them what government's for. Government does not exist to take from one to give to another. It does not exist to do the will of the majority. It does not exist to protect the rights of the minority. It exists to protect all men's rights. All men, and I'll use the word generic men, meaning both men and women, and children as well, by the way. All humans, let's use that word, all humans have rights, unalienable rights, and the word unalienable means they cannot be taken away. I'm sorry, government, you can't take them away. I'll give you an example. The city of Tucson, here where I live, wanted to fluoridate our drinking water. So I went down to the city council and said, gentlemen, I want you to know that water does not belong to the city of Tucson. It does not belong to the majority of the board of the city council. It does not belong to the water department. It does not belong to the majority of people in Tucson. It belongs to all of us, and some of it is mine. And this water was given to me by God. And without water, I die. And if you put fluoride in my water, I will die. Fluoride is a poison. You do not have my permission to put it in there. So I'm protecting at least my share of the water without fluoride in it.
So what happened, Ralph?
You know something? After I went about three times, they tabled the motion, and our water is not fluoridated.
Oh, good for you. Well, I think that people have to understand. I mean, you know, the tragedy is the average doctor and the average dentist is so dumbed down. They have never read the scientific literature and know the harm that fluoride does, and what they're advocating, of course, is deadly to the American people.
Let me tell you why, Dr. Stan. I was asked to speak to a fifth-grade class who was studying at that time civic events, and so a friend of mine's daughter was in there, and she asked me to come speak on fluoride, because that was a major issue at that time. So I walked in there with the can. It was a five-pound coffee can. I covered it up with a reproduction of the sodium fluoride label, and on the label that was used to use as a poison is a skull and crossbones. So I asked them if they knew what that was. Not one in the class said no. They said, yes, they knew. No one knew. I said, let me explain to you. That is a symbol, meaning don't touch this stuff. It's poison. Sodium fluoride is a poison. It's used as a rat poison. And I had a can of this stuff. Now, I want you to know, Dr. Stan, I did not take real sodium fluoride into that classroom. I opened the can up. I had the lid on it. And I opened it up and showed them that the can was empty. I'm not going to be accused of taking this poison into a campus. But I showed them that was a reproduction of a real label. I made it bigger so they could see it. With the skull and crossbones on it, meaning a poison. Yeah. And yet they want to put that in our drinking water. Why?
Because they want to poison us. And, of course, it's very, very efficient as far as affecting the mind. The only place in Great Britain that is fluoridated is Northern Ireland. And, of course, all of Europe has taken it out because the people over there have gotten the truth. You will not get it here in the United States because people who speak out about it, especially if you're a doctor or a dentist, you will be attacked and vilified, and they'll even go after your medical license. I talked to a professor at a dental school in Toronto who used to support water fluoridation, and then, of course, he began to read and study. He came out publicly and said that, you know, he was been wrong. He apologized for all the harm he'd done, and they told him he would lose his job, he would lose his home, they would target him, and when I called him and asked him to come on the program, he said, well, it's just not worth my sacrificing my family and my job and my profession to come out and tell the truth. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the way that they maintain the silence of people who would like to speak out today. Well, fortunately, we have people like you and myself, and there are a few dentists who have the courage now, who read the studies, read the literature, instead of being accepting blindly what they're told by their medical and dental organizations that do have a political agenda. And we know, for instance, of the marked increase in the incidence of hip fractures and postmenopausal women in areas where there's fluoridation, what happens to the endocrine system. Certainly one of the major reasons they're pushing it is because, of course, population control. And the fertility rate goes down significantly because it's toxic to the sperm. And, of course, you drop, they've found in China, 10 to 15 points in your IQ, which is all right if you've got 160, then you're down to 145. But what happens if you're 90 and you drop down to 75 in your IQ? And yet they're doing that. There really are wicked and evil people in the world today.
Well, let me finish my story. It's kind of revealing because I brought a government report that the government puts out about fluoridation. And in the report, it tells the city people what to do when their equipment malfunctions and puts too much sodium fluoride in the water. And they have various levels, I think starts like I think they allow 2 or 3 points parts per million.
Right.
And if it gets up to 8 or 10 parts per million, here's what you do. Shut down the system right now, immediately. Now, I brought that question up. I said, why would you want to risk putting something here with equipment that could malfunction? I said, because what happens if the equipment does malfunction is people die. And sure enough, I hate to say this is not very pleasant, but it worked to my advantage, but it was a tragic event. Up just between that meeting and the next one I went to, the city council, someone died in Alaska where the equipment malfunctioned. A small town up in Alaska had put fluoride into the water and the equipment malfunctioned, putting out 8 or 10 times what is normal for human consumption. And what happens is that the man got thirsty, drinking water, and the more fluoridated water he drank with the higher levels, the more he wanted to drink the water. He became dehydrated, and he died, D-I-D-E-D, died. I talked to I called the widow, his name was in the phone book, and I called and talked to her about it to confirm what had happened. That's exactly what happened.
Well, of course, the thing is that, if you're only going to allow maybe 1 or 2 points per million, what happens when you have somebody who drinks 5 or 6 times as much water as other people?
Yeah.
What happens if the people who really take this thing seriously, about 8 glasses of water a day, and then they have Cokes and they have so many of the other soft drinks that also have their fluoride in them, and then you get your fluoride and your vegetables because they use it as poisons and many insecticides, and so you're getting massive amounts of fluoride. And really, it does have an effect on the minds of the American people. But maybe that's why they're really so unconcerned about what's happening in America today. Fortunately, we kept fluoride out of our local water, but let's get back to the Masons and their plan for world government. Now, the average Mason doesn't understand what this is all about. He's been lied to. He lied to when he goes into the lodge. He's told that there are the first 3 oaths that he has to take, each one he's to ask for a light, but they never tell him what the light is. And you know, if you're a Christian, you know that when you ask Christ to come into your life, he'll come into your life and change it if you really want him to. And if you're a Mason, when you go to the lodge and the first 3 degrees of the Blue Lodge, you ask for the light to come in into your life, and you ask, what is it? You want light the first time and more light, and what's the third one?
Further light.
Further light. But what is the light that they're really talking about?
Well, let's answer that question specifically, Dr. Stan. We can do that with the book itself. And I have in my hands right now a copy of the book entitled Morals and Dogma. Let's explain what this was. For those who don't know about the Masons, let's briefly explain. You pointed out the Blue Lodge. Let's talk about that. Billion, you cannot be asked to join the Masons. That's their claim. You have to ask to join. So they're not out recruiting. You've got to go to them and say, I want to join the Masons. So when you join, you go through 3 separate rituals, one after the other, maybe 2 or 3 weeks apart, a month, whatever it is. And then you are now called a third degree or master mason in the Blue Lodge. Blue, like the color, blue sky, Blue Lodge. And you can stop there if you wish. If you wish to go on, you have 2 choices. You can go through both or either. And if you go in the Scottish Rite, it's 29 more degrees for a total of 32. If you go to York Rite, Y-O-R-K, York Rite, you go for 10 more for a total of 13. And above that is the 33rd, which is honorary. You can't ask to become a 33rd. They ask you. Now, as you were going through the 32 degrees, 29 more degrees for the total of 32, you were at the 14th degree, were given a book called Morals and Dogma, written by Albert Pike. And as I just pointed out, Albert Pike was the leader of the worldwide Masonic movement, a very, very powerful and influential Mason. So at the 14th degree, you open up the book to the 14th degree. The book is 32 chapters, each one of which describes a particular degree, and here we got the description of the 14th degree on page starting around 300-something. I'll get the actual page. I want to read it word for word. We're now going to go to page 321 and the explanation of the 14th degree. I'm going to read. Now, we're now going to, because they're not told where this light comes from or what it is, and they think, well, it's just light like a light bulb or maybe the light from the sun or get a sunburn. We're now going to read their own explanation. I'm not making this up. You can read it. And Mason, if you're on the floor listening right now, get your copy out and let's read together.
Page 321.
321. Lucifer, the light bearer. Now let me stop right there. Lucifer is the name of the devil, Satan, in the Bible. Lucifer, the devil. Now you can go to your dictionary and read the definition of Lucifer, It's two words made up in Latin, lucis, L-U-C-I-S, lucis, meaning light. And I pronounce it ferry, F-E-R-R-E. I presume that's close enough. Maybe ferry, I don't know. Ferry, let's do it. Lucis ferry. And ferry means bringer or bearer. So we have lucis ferry, Lucifer, the light bringer. So he's correct. Lucifer, the light bearer. Is Lucifer, the son of the morning, and here's the key. Is it he who bears the light? Doubt it not. Excuse me? The light comes from Lucis Ferry?
The light comes from Lucifer. This whole thing is Luciferian, and the average Mason has no idea. Ralph, we're out of time. Let's get your telephone number out, and he's got a wonderful thing. He'll send you a book, send you for nothing, on the book review of Morals and Dogma. How can people get in touch with Ralph?
92-page free booklet, a review of that book, 800-422-3888. I'll send it to you free. Call me.
One more time.
800-422-3888. Call right now. I'll answer the phone or my voice message. 800-422-3888 for a free copy of a review of this incredible book, Morals and Dogma. Thank you, Dr. Stan. God bless you. Happy 4th of July.
And you too. Bye-bye. And thanks so much for being with us, Ralph. Okay. And Ralph's one of my favorite guests. We'll be right back
here in just a moment.
Here at Radio Liberty. Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam and Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with PWA 800 on the way down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing, and this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book anywhere that will give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention we've got a couple of great four-tape sets on Masonry, and of course, Ralph Epperson, who you just heard, is certainly on those. We've got books on Masonry. We've got the books with all of the pledges there that, of course, if you take them and then you ever reveal what they say, why you agree to be killed. We've got a wonderful video, David Wegner's video. If you'd like the information on Masonry, you'd like to know what it's all about, and understand that these people, many times with the highest levels of our government, and of course over there in our judiciary, they're in our police force, they're in our military, they're a secret brotherhood. And of course, I think the best book on this would be my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and my video, Brotherhood of Darkness. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And as for the Brotherhood of Darkness book, $12.95, or the special for $29.95 with the book, the video, and the audio tape. And then, of course, I want to mention that many people are really concerned about the rising health care costs that are putting our families at risk. And if you are, why, well, millions of Americans, like one of the other millions of Americans who don't have health care protection, you can certainly consider MediShare. And, of course, this is an answer. It's only for Christians. It's a Christian alternative that brings believers together to share medical bills. MediShare is affordable. You'll save thousands of dollars on your medical costs while providing real security for your family. And, of course, you'll actually be part of this group. We've checked them out. They're a branch of the American Evangelical Society or Evangelistic Society. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and we'll be glad to get you information on MediShare. I know people who have it. They're very, very happy with it. We hope that you will be happy as well. Okay. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when we want to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener-supported. And if you're out there across America, we hope that many of you will decide right now you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to do what we do 5 hours every day. And, of course, on 56 different outlets every week, but, of course, it's an expensive proposition. Quite frankly, we need the help of people who believe there's a problem and are willing to make sacrifices, as I and my family do. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family for a suggested gift of at least $20 a month, you'll get our 4 best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter, but you'll be part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, we'll be glad to send it to you. Hopefully you'll want to subscribe, but you can certainly subscribe to the newsletter for $25 a year. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's www.radioliberty.com. You can see the various types of water filters that we've been talking about. That's radioliberty.com if you'd like to see the water filters. And, of course, if you buy them through us, you get a video or a 4-tape set that we produced. Again, radioliberty.com for information on the water filters. And then, of course, we certainly hope that many of you will tell others about our programs, tell them about our website, because that's how we're getting people to listen. And first of all, they think we're crazy, and after a while, some of them begin to realize that we're not. And of course, our recurrent theme is simply this. We're fighting a spiritual battle. There are secret societies. There are the Masons, the Rosicrucians, and the Theosophists. They've got bookstores in every major city in America. And many of our political leaders are part of this whole Brotherhood of Darkness, the Skull and Bone Society, the Bohemian Grove. We've got 4 tape sets on the Skull and Bones, 4 tape sets on the Bohemian Grove, books on certainly on the Skull and Bone Society. And you should be very concerned that our leaders do not renounce their affiliation with this occult pagan organization that worships a different God than the God of the Bible. So we hope that many of you will give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Get the 4-tape sets on Skull and Bones. Get the 4-tape sets on the Bohemian Grove up there in Northern California in Santa Rosa, where 3,000 of our leaders, and I'm talking about our presidents have been there, our secretaries of state are there, and the things that happen there are truly beyond belief. We're in real trouble because America has turned against God. And after you heard about what goes on at the Bohemian Grove, what happens at the secret Skull and Bones meetings, you won't be surprised at some of the Supreme Court decisions. And then after you've read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you'll understand what motivated the Supreme Court justices who voted to take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. Well, let me simply mention that if you have not yet considered setting up an Institute of the Constitution in your area, call 410-760-9068 and do that. We hope many of you will want to get a Phenopoly set for your children and grandchildren. You do that by calling us at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like to know about MediShare, which is a Christian sharing health care providing organization, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And if you'd like information on Alamax, which is an excellent garlic product, and garlic has so many beneficial health effects, why call us 866-405-4000. That's 866-405-4000. Well, we hope you're going to have a wonderful 4th of July. We're going to be here tomorrow, at least in 4 to 5 program, which is the second hour of our programming here. And we hope, of course, many of you will be listening in as we just talk about the Declaration of Independence and the heritage that we had that we're losing so rapidly. But if you don't know what we had, how can you hope to reclaim it? If you don't know who we were, how do you know who we are today and where we're going? So pray for America and pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.